Look at that, all back over. Why?
The search for individual identity often begins at a very young age as children grow up around their peers and have to learn how to interact and just overall be an individual in this world. The journey for James McBride and Perry Smith were both similar but different at the same time. Their difficult childhoods led to finding out who they are in different ways. Here we will be the two individuals ask each other different questions about their journey to self-identity.
Hello, I am James McBride. You must be Perry.
Yes, Perry Smith. It's a pleasure to meet you.
So they asked us to talk about, like, our upbringing.
Our childhood. Yeah, mine wasn't too great. My parents were rodeo performers. We traveled so much and lived on the road. My dad was so abusive, always hitting and kicking my mom. So she finally up and left him with me and my siblings, and it just continues to get worse.
What do you mean, man?
Well, my mom turned to alcohol to comfort her, but it didn't really help. She eventually, she choked on her own vomit when she was drunk.
Oh, I'm so sorry for your loss.
It's fine. She wasn't much of a great mom. She turned all my siblings against my father. But I wouldn't let her change my opinion of my father. I wanted to run away with my dad. Eventually, I was put into a Catholic orphanage where I was tortured and abused.
Well, my childhood was not really as bad as yours. It was more confusing than anything. First, growing up in the lower income streets of New York, in a family of 12 children, having to fight for food or go to bed hungry. Plus, my mother was white, and during this time it was not common to see mixed race kids, so I had trouble fitting in and finding myself. So my mother loved us, making sure we were properly educated to be successful in this world.
Well, when did you discover your self identity?
I did not fully discover myself until recently. It honestly took a while, but writing my memoir definitely helped.
Would you say it was a journey?
Most definitely. A journey to find James McBride. I think my coming of age moment was a realization of what race is and how it played a part in my personal life. I remember asking my mother whether I was black or white at a young age. I would ask this often, and her response would always bother me. She would respond with how I was the color of water. Like, what? And to further press the point, she would never talk about her childhood or past. She was such a mystery.
Did you ever discover what you were searching for?
Yes. It took some time, but I eventually did. It originally started with my journey to the South and encounter with Chicken Man when I was 16. At the time of my life, I was what you could say rebellion. I was selling drugs and not focusing on attending school. Chicken Man opened my eyes. Don't do that. Chicken Man opened up my eyes on what path I was going down and the outcome if I continued. From that point on, I focused on bettering myself. I went back to school and eventually even went to college. That's where I started my journey to find out my family history because of a project we were assigned to do.
What did you find out and how did it help you identify yourself?
Well, I went to the source. The birthplace of my mother. I found out why she didn't talk about her past. She was ashamed and angry. They had shunned her because she was a white Jew, dating a black man. I feel I completely found myself when I went to Naisman River and thought about what life would be like in my grandma's shoes, I realized life was more than all religion and rules.
Wow, I wish my story could end as beautiful as yours. But the only way I realized who I was through my long life of getting into it with the law. I realized I would always be this way, and jail is my way of life.
Yeah, I understand.
I think even though we were both raised differently and have had completely different journeys to self-identify our childhoods, started a journey for us to discover who we are.
I think you're right. We need to learn to appreciate the journey.